This is an All Ears English Podcast Test Talk TOEIC 1, How Not to Get Tricked Using Your Power of Prediction. What time is it? It's time for Test Talk, where Jessica Beck, the Examiner of Excellence, and Lindsay McMahon, the English Adventurer, are here to show you how to achieve your career dreams by getting the score you need on your next exam. Jessica is the authority on all things test prep and has published 12 test prep textbooks, including Test Builder for the TOEIC, and she is here now to help you build your skills with All Ears English. Welcome, and let's get started.
In this episode, we are going to talk about using our powers of prediction to not get tricked in part one of the TOEIC test.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Jessica, how are you doing today?
I am fabulous. How are you, Lindsay?
I'm doing great. I'm excited to talk to you today about our first, today is our first official TOEIC episode for all of you guys who want to pass the TOEIC.
I know, this is exciting.
Yeah.
And remember, for our listeners to remember, these strategies can be applied to all three tests. The strategy today, for sure, can be applied to all three tests.
So. Ooh, well, that's good news. So we're killing three birds with one stone. I like it.
Kill those birds. No, yeah, that sounds
not,
bad.
Not a good thought. Not a good thought. Okay, let's go back to the test. Jessica, what is the... So this is about section one of the TOEIC, right?
Yeah, so the TOEIC has seven parts, and in the first part, the test taker sees pictures, 10 pictures, and so they see a picture, and then they hear four possible descriptions of the picture, and they have to choose the correct one.
Okay, so you guys are going to see 10 pictures and four descriptions and choose the correct one. Okay, perfect. And so what else do they need to know about this section? Anything?
Yeah, in general, the descriptions of the pictures are going to be, they're going to use a lot of present continuous. So you're going to be focusing on what the people in the picture are doing. What is the action happening now in the picture?
I see.
So in the first episode, if the listeners recall, we talked about being active, being an active test taker.
Yes.
And this is exactly what this first strategy is about. As soon as you see that picture, you need to be describing it in your head using it's a good idea to use the question words. So, for example, who is the person? What are they doing? Where are they? When is it? Why are they doing it? How are they doing it? These sort of details are what the descriptions are going to be about.
Ooh, I like that. So just automatically getting yourself thinking on that level with those key questions.
Yeah. So we do this in real life a lot, you know, when especially if you're traveling or if you're living or working in another country, You find yourself in situations quite often that you have no idea what's going on.
Oh, yeah. I know you've spent some time in Taiwan. Is that right, Jessica?
Yeah, I lived in Taiwan for 6 years. And even after 6 years, there were still a few moments when I had no idea what was happening around me.
Yeah. And I'm sure, absolutely. I spent some time myself in Japan, and I felt the same way. And I know that for our listeners, you guys are taking the TOEIC so that you can do business internationally, right?
Yeah.
So you're likely to be in a situation where you're just trying to figure out what's actually happening.
Right. So this is really an exercise in critical thinking, you know, using your own knowledge and your own life experience to help you in new situations and on these tests.
I like that. So should we dive into a kind of role play? Is that what we want to do next? Or do we want to go in? What should we do, Jessica?
Yeah, I think it would be best if we show the listeners an example in real life, how this strategy would help us. And then after the role play, I can bring us back to the test and tell you exactly how you can apply this in a TOEIC test.
Awesome. That sounds great. Let's jump into it. So what are we doing today? What's our situation? Let's set the stage,
okay,
as they say.
Yes, we are actors now. Lindsay, would you like to work in an office of some sort? Let's say like a bank or a passport
agency. I've always wanted to be a banker. Yes, that is my dream.
Well, I think this podcast is the first step towards being a banker.
No. I'm headed in the right direction, right?
So if you could pretend to be a person in a bank. And you're having a bad day and you don't really want to talk to me. And I am trying to accomplish something. I'm trying to open a bank account, for example.
Oh, okay. I can do that.
All right. Let's try. Okay. Excuse me. I need to open a bank account.
Yes. What is it?
Okay. Should I talk to you? Are you the person that can help me?
Oh, I suppose I can help.
Oh, okay. Thank you. What should I do? What forms should I fill out?
Well, what do you want to do?
I want to open a bank account.
Oh, goodness. People always want to open bank accounts here. It's just crazy. To open a bank account, you need to take this form.
Okay.
And put your name down. And, of course, your date of birth.
Okay.
And a few other things. So go ahead and do that.
Okay, well, that's easy enough. Thank you. And then where should I take it? Should I give it to you or should I take it somewhere else?
No, don't give it to me. You need to go to that woman down there in the office. Do you see her? So go down there and give that to her because she takes care of opening the accounts for new customers.
Okay, this seems like quite a process. When can I have the account? Can it be open like right away?
No. That takes weeks.
But why? Does that take so long?
Well, because we have to make sure we get approval because we don't know if we trust you.
Stop hesitating, stop forgetting words, and start speaking naturally. If these are your goals for 2024, then get ready for our B2 English Fluency course coming very soon. It will help you complete all of these goals in a clear study plan. The course will be available soon, but you can take action today by completing our fluency quiz to get your fluency level. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. See you there.
Okay. How should this work? Do you need to see my passport as well?
Oh, definitely. We'll need your passport, your birth certificate. We'll need to know why you're here in this country, in this city, you know, your address.
Oh my gosh. I don't think this is worthwhile. Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to another bank.
Oh, no. But we have some great benefits to banking with us.
Okay. So I think no matter how our acting was, I think, you know, that's something that does happen in real life, especially when you're trying to get day-to-day stuff done, like getting a work visa or opening a bank account. Getting a cell phone in another country can be difficult.
Yeah. Oh, that's a big one. Yeah. That's a big one. Getting a cell phone, getting an internet connection in a new country can be really hard.
And without all these pieces of information, you know, like what ID do you need? When is the bill due? Where do I pay it? These are all questions that if you don't ask, maybe the person's not going to tell you right away.
Right. And these are key questions that sometimes I know our listeners might struggle with forming these questions in terms of the grammar structure.
Yeah.
So we want you guys to go back and listen. So we're not only talking about the test strategy today, but also you can absorb the right structures by going back and just listening to this episode again and listening to the way Jessica formed those questions.
I think that's a really useful way to get more out of these podcasts is to look at the transcript as well. And you could practice these role plays by yourself if you're kind of shy, but it would help to practice these role plays with a partner.
Absolutely.
Yeah. If you like, especially listen to how our intonation is and how we form the questions and communicate and try to copy us, try to sound like us.
Yeah. Mirror what we say. And so, you know, that I was supposed to be kind of in a bad mood, so my intonation was kind of going down. That was hard for me to do because I'm in a good mood right now, actually.
It does not sound natural to you being a mean person.
No, it's not. It's not. Well, that was good. Okay. So I like that. So what's next, Jessica?
Yes. So coming up, I can take what we just did using those questions and being an active information seeker, using that strategy or that skill and applying that to the TOEIC test.
Okay, so that's what we're going to do next. When you guys go ahead and purchase the full part of this episode, that's what you're going to get. We're going to discuss the strategy and how to apply it to a test. What else are we going to do, Jessica?
Yeah. And after talking about this specific strategy and the specific test question, I can give you some advice on how you can strengthen your English, but also this specific strategy by using resources that are free online. And I promise this is interesting practice that will not only better your English, but will help you become a stronger test taker.
Very cool. And finally, people are going to get a guide, right? A practice guide, a little written activity to kind of really solidify these skills.
Yeah, this is actually my first love is teaching, but my second love is writing. And I love creating interesting and fun and effective activities that students can learn or that students can use to strengthen the skills that we're talking about. So the guide is going to have a detailed summary of the strategy that we're talking about. It's also going to have a practice exercise, so a little bit of test practice to use the strategy. And then I'm also going to include steps for further practice using online resources and specific ways you can use those to strengthen this specific strategy. There's lots of S's
awesome.
There.
Yeah, that sounds really useful, Jessica. So if you guys want to get that right now, you can go to allearsenglish.com/TOEIC1. So that's TOEIC1, okay? And the price is going up soon, so go on over there and grab it.
Grab it now.
Yeah, okay, great. Thanks, Jessica.
Thanks, Lindsay.
Hey guys, if you're taking the TOEIC test soon, upgrade for TOEIC Prime for this episode. Jessica will show you in a 5-step lesson how to avoid getting tricked by distractors and how to select the correct answer on part 1 of the TOEIC test. You'll get a detailed explanation of the strategy tip, practice resource suggestions, a practice exercise, and you'll be guided by TOEIC expert Jessica
author of the test builder for the TOEIC. But the price goes up in 3 days. So go ahead over to allearsenglish.com/TOEIC1. That's allearsenglish.com/TOEIC1. If you believe in connection, not perfection, and you want to put your ears into English more often, please subscribe to our podcast in iTunes on your computer or on your smartphone. And hey, if you liked today's show, please let us know with a review in iTunes. Thanks so much for listening and see you next time.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with 2 young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.